Today's shiur in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tuf Lamed Dalet, which deals with the halachos of after the bedikas chametz, what do you do with the chametz? So we're at Sif Beis on the second line. The Mechaber writes, Achar Abedika Miyad Balayla. Immediately after you finish doing your bedikas chametz on the night of your dalet, what should you do? Yevat Lenu. You also do a bittel on the chametz. You've collected the chametz that you found, the 10 pieces of bread that you put out, plus anything else that you found, let's say. You put that on the side, and you mevatel all of the other chametz that you don't know about. And you say, V'yomar, kol chamira de'ise birishusi, any chametz that I have in my possession, d'lo chazite, that I did not see, u'd'lo biyarte, and that I haven't found, therefore, to burn, it should be libatel, it should be considered botel, v'leheve ke'afra de'ara, and it should be like the dust of the earth. In other words, any chametz that I don't know about, I want to be not considered mine anymore, it should be removed from my ownership, and therefore I will not be over by Yirah, by Yamatzeh, on Pesach, should I find it at that point in time. So this specifically, this bittel here, is done specifically for chametz that you do not know about, because you still have the chametz that you do know about, that you want to eat that night for supper, for the next morning for breakfast, as well as the chametz that you want to burn. You bedafka want to own that chametz, so you're not including that chametz in the bittel, because you want to be yotzi the mitzvah of sreifa with your chametz. That's what the Mechaber is telling us. And I gave you a lot of interpretation in this that we'll see inside in the Mishneh Berurah already in my explanation of the Mechaber. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot and Vav, Hatamhu, the reasoning that you do this is, the Afal Gav Midoraisa de Bedika Levad Sagi, even though on a technical basis, on a Doraisa level, it was adequate to do a Bedika, I didn't find anything, so therefore I did what I had to do. The Minatora Sagi Be'echad Mehem, O Bibir, O Bebitl, because on a Doraisa level, you could either burn your chametz that you have, or you could be Mevatalit. Nevertheless, the rabbi said, "Afilu im ishar shom chametz b'bayis ein over lo kol zman shelo nodelo." Any chametz that you have in your house, but you don't know about, you're technically not over by your rabbi Yamatze. Nevertheless, kiven shabad the ketev also kol mashe mutal lo, since you did a good job and you found everything, so you technically would not be over anything on the rice level. Nevertheless, mikol makom chachomim choshishu. The rabbis had a concern over here, and they instituted that you should do both a bittel as well as the bedika. And that's because Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa, you may go in the middle of Pesach, you open up a seat cushion, and underneath it there's a very nice piece of chametz. Gluska Yofa, a nice morsel of chametz. It's bigger than the kezayis. She'enu nivteles me'atzmo kemo pirurin. It's not like you find the crumb over there. The crumb is bottled on its own. See, you find the kezayis is worth of chametz. You find like a prepackaged pas yisrael, chalav yisrael, glat kosher, 100% piece of chametz. The yishe ma'at, and you're going to delay, whoa, that's a good piece of chametz. You're going to forget for a second that it's Pesach. You're going to, quote, desire it, want it. And this will be in your possession now, kodim shiyisrufena, before you realize, hey, it's Pesach, I have to burn it. The yavar lo b'bava yirah, and you're therefore going to be over having in your possession chametz. And therefore, avol imivat lenu, if you make a bittel, then shuv ain't over b'chol gavni b'bal yirah. Now you're not over by yirah because it's not yours. You were mevatel it. It may be in your rishus, you didn't know about it, but you were mevatel it. The heavy hefker, you've turned it into a hefker item, v'lad dilehu, and it doesn't belong to you, and therefore you're not over by yirah, by yimatzi, when you find it momentarily in the middle of Pesach. That's the rationale over here. The issue footnote number two brings down that this bittel should be said verbally. And he brings down Shulchan Aruch that says you should ideally say it out loud as opposed to just think it. He brings down alternative opinions to say it might be adequate if you just think it, but bottom line is we say it out loud. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Zayin says, Avo Masher Ra Ubir, that which you saw and you put into the little brown paper bag that you're collecting your chametz in, that you're going to burn tomorrow, plus any other chametz that you're leaving out for supper that night or breakfast the following morning, you're not doing the bittel on that now. Shari wrote lecho lo mashi mishaya, because you want to eat that still, so you don't want to get rid of it. Therefore, as I mentioned, you want to be yotzei the mitzvah sreifa with your chametz, b'chametz shelo, with your chametz that you own, as opposed to you are mevatel it, now you're just burning something that doesn't belong to you. And therefore, you bedafka do not have in mind to be mevatel that chametz that you collected in your bedikas chametz for beer chametz the following morning, nor for the supper that night or breakfast the following morning. Then when you say the bittel again tomorrow, after you do the sreifa, after you do the bir chametz, then we say the bittel that goes on things that you know about as well as things that you don't know about. Achar achila, after you finish eating, v'achar shesorof hachametz, after you finish burning the chametz. The issue footnote number 3 brings down the reason why we say over here, the isei birishu, see, that's in my presence, over here, that's in my ownership, is mashma shemavato rakes hachametz shebesoch rishuso. You're only being mavato, your chametz in your rishus. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down, because min ha-Torah ain't odom over alisa bayirah bayimotzei, except birishuso. You're only over this transgression of having chametz in your possession, bayirah bayimotzei, in your possession. He brings down as well that technically midrabbanan, you're all over by your rabbi Yimotze, even if it's not in your rishus, and therefore, imkein hoya lo levato gam chametz zeh, why don't we do that and not get be over that midrabbanan? He brings down for shel shuvah simer yosha, because midaraisa ain't sarach bittul, therefore he says midrabbanan, the bittul won't work. Another reason why we say the isei birishus, say that's in my possession, he says, tam acher, is from the Minchas Yitzchak, from Dayin Weissatzal. He says, Midaraisa dai bibdika ubibir chametz hayadua. It's enough that we do a bidika and then burn the chametz. And the chiyuv to do a bittul over here is a takonas chazal, shema yimatzi gluska yof, as we already brought down. And therefore, chashaz zeh kaim rak b'chometz hanim sabishusa. That's only for chometz in your house. You're not going to be concerned that you're going to find something of yours in your friend's house. And therefore, we say, the isei b'rishusi, in my possession, in my house. Finally brings out from Dayan Weiss another thing. He says the word rishusi doesn't necessarily mean only in my house. It could mean shar mecho mekomos hashayochli, in other places that I have my chametz in them, chametz hashayochli. So therefore, it is really included in v'di'isei birishusi. Mr. Bruce of Kohen Hay says, we use the lashon of lehevi ka'afra the ara. It should be like the dust of the earth. The nachon shiyoma v'lehevi. We say the lashon, and it shall be hefker ki afur diara. We add the word hefker over here, as opposed to the mechaber didn't have the word hefker. And the reason for that is lekuliyama mahani loshon zeh shel hefker. Everybody agrees that the word hefker only makes it better; it doesn't ruin it at all. Avshama loshon zeh beino levein atzmo v'lo bivnei anoshim. Even though you're making it hefker over here, in, not in front of other people. And Dirshu footnote number 6 reminds us that normally when you make something hefker, it has to be in front of 3 people. But that is only a din derabbanan. Midaraisa ain't tzarach lahafker bivnei shlosha. So therefore, we're accepting it over here, even though you don't do it in front of other people, because that's the din d'oraisa. The issue footnote number 4 brings down the reason that we say the ara over here, and it's not enough to just say like the dust. Why do we have to say the dust of the earth? So he brings down from the Chok Yaakov, lefi sheyesh ofer bal erech, because there are types of dust that are worth something. For example, dust of gold. So therefore, we want to say like the dust of the earth, which is worthless. Finally, the issue footnote number 5 brings down the reason we say hefker over here, brings down from the Bach, is because we want to make sure that the bittul works according to those poskim that say it only works via hefker. He also points out from Rav Nissen Karlu Shlita that there's no problem in saying this even when Erev Pesach is chol on Shabbos. Normally you don't make things hefker on Shabbos, here you're allowed to. Now we go into a critical Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Yomer HaBittul B'loshon Shemavin. He brings down from the Mari Brin that you must understand this bittul that you're saying. You don't daven it. You have to say it and understand it. And therefore, it should be said in a language that you understand. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tes, Shari HaBittul Humi Toras Hefker. The Bittul is a functional statement that turns it into Hefker. Now, V'meinu Yodei, if you don't know what it means, Mama Ani HaBittul, then how does the Hefker work? And therefore, V'al Kein, Tov Lumo V'Amei Ha'aretz, you have to teach people that don't know, She'ena Mevinim V'Lashon Kodesh, that don't understand Lashon Kodesh, and that they just say the words mumbo jumbo over here, so that they're going to think they're davening. Or for example, Oisha, Nivatelis. If a woman is doing the bittul, the women in those days often did not have a education, and they therefore did not know or understand what the bittul meant. And therefore, so she teach them, either the person who's a man who's not knowledgeable or a woman who's not knowledgeable, Shetomer Belosha Shemivina, that they should say it in a language that they understand. So if the woman understands English and doesn't understand the Aramaic words that we say in Kol Chamira V'Chamia, so therefore she should say it in English. Any chametz or leaven that I have in my possession. And then the Mishnah Berurah gives us over here the Yiddish translation, the Hainim. And I apologize for my Yiddish now. I'm not a native-speaking Yiddish person. He says, Elin chametz, all this chametz, eder zeir tig, vos im is in mein rishus, all this chametz that's in my possession over here, zol zayin hefker, it should become hefker, und zol nit zayin gerechent, nor azoy via erd in gas, which the translation you can see in the Tirgum below in Number one is all the chametz or the sar, the chametz or the leaven, hanimtza b'rishusi, that's in my possession, it should become hefker. And v'loye ne'achshav elukmo ofa b'rachov, and it should be just like the dirt on the street. So you can say that in English, and you should in fact say it in English if you don't speak Yiddish, Aramaic, or Hebrew. You must say it in English. V'amaretz v'loshan ha'kodesh, and if an amaretz says it in Hebrew and he doesn't understand it, im yodei lefachos inyan habitul, if he knows that this paragraph that I'm saying right now means that all my chametz is batel, sheyodei shemafkir chametz, so he understands what it accomplishes even if he doesn't understand the words, so that would be good yotzer b'dieved. However, avol eino mevin klal, if he doesn't understand what he's doing at all, this is a ritual to him. V'sovir sheomer eizet chino, and it's like a davening over here, lo yotzer afilu b'dieved, then you wouldn't be yotzer even b'dieved. Very, very important halacha that people may not be aware. The Rambam continues and he says, if you said it in Hebrew, so then the right way to say it is kol chamira, which is kolel chametz usor. The word chamira means both the regular chametz and the leaven, the sor, the sourdough chametz. It brings down from the Truma Sedeshim. As opposed to, however, Aval bishar l'shonos, if you're saying it in any language other than Hebrew, tzorech lahaski, then you should specify and specifically mention kol echem b'nei atzmo, both the chametz and the sa'ar. And he brings this down as das atzmo, his own opinion. The Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Yud tells us that it's lav davka in Hebrew. In Aramaic as well, kemosha anu amrim, as we say it, so therefore that's the proper way to do it. Now, why do we say it in Aramaic? So the Yerusha footnote number 7 brings down over here that the reason we say it in Aramaic, from the Darki Moshe, from the Ramah in the Darki Moshe, he says, that's the Nusach that the Gaonim was setting up, and he says the Ami Haaretz and Babel understood it. That's why it was said in Aramaic. However, from the Seder Ayom, he brings out another interesting reason, and he says, because we're disparaging bread, so to say, and that's not a good thing to do. We shouldn't be mezalzel in bread. Bread is the staff of life. Alechem yichya ha'adam. Man lives by a bread. And therefore, when you're saying over here, you want it to be like the dust of the earth, it could chas v'shalom come back to bite you, as he brings down from Mizle, where it says, bozludover, if you go and embarrass something, if you desecrate something, yechavalo, it's going to end up hurting you. And therefore, if we were to say it in Hebrew, the angels understand Hebrew. Therefore, we say it in Aramaic, which the angels don't understand. However, he brings down that others disagree with this, such as the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who say, Adarabba, the angels over here aren't what we're worried about. We're worried about the Mazikin over here, and they definitely understand Aramaic. So he prefers the first region of the Darki Moshe. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'tov lachzor levat lo pama cheres b'yom yudalid. Our custom is, and it's a very good idea, the Mechaber says, is that you should be mevatel it again after you do the Sreifa on Yud Dalet, on the morning of Erev Pesach, so that's when you do it. Sov Shor Chamishas, before the end of the fifth hour, which is called Mishtagia, Shor Shishas, before it becomes the sixth hour, when Chometz becomes awesome in the Rabbanon, at noon it becomes awesome in the Raisa, albeit only a lav, and at night it becomes an Issa Daraisa of Kores. So Mishtagia, Shor Shishas, when you reach the sixth hour of the day, the start of the sixth hour of the day, in our idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, that would be at 11 a.m., Nesar, all the Chometz that you have is now awesome in the Rabbanon, and you no longer can do the bittul on it because it doesn't belong to you. And therefore, you should do the bittul before the end of the fifth hour. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Aleph, Lefisha Regilin Liknos Pas B'yom Yudal of the Michael. People go to the bagel store on the morning of Erev Pesach to go buy themselves breakfast. V'gam B'pas Shashir B'Laila, or they have leftover bread from the night before, L'macholo, for eating breakfast. And therefore, Lo Niskavin Levatlo, it wasn't included in your bittul from the night before. And he says, even if you did include it, now that you're picking it up to eat breakfast, you've reacquired it, so your bittul is undone. And therefore he says, and therefore you might leave a piece around that's a kizayis, and then you're going to be over by your rabbi yimatze, therefore lekachozim vatal, therefore do bittul again. He says, however, don't rely just on the bittul of the day, and not do the bittul at night, even though it's redundant to a certain extent, because the chayshinim were concerned, sheishkach levatel at shor shishis, because you may come to forget or delay in doing it until it's too late, does lo mahani bittul, you won't be able to do the bittul at that point in time. Now, in the Shaarat Zion, Os Yotes, he brings down, Af Oz Disman Sreifu Lefi Aminok, Vim Kim Emela Yitzkor Gam Levatlo. He says, how are you going to forget to do the bit to the next day? Because you do it right after the Sreifu. And the Sreifu you're not going to forget to do. Everybody remembers to do Bir Chometz. He said, nevertheless, Mikol Makum, Kiven Demi Ikar Adin Kolecho Yochel Lusrof Masai Shiyir. It says, since people could technically burn the Chometz any time, so it's not called Disman Mesuyim. It brings us down to the name of the Taz, and better to do it at the night and as well as in the morning again. Chavetz Chaim adds in the Shaarat Zion Os Chav, he says, the Acharkach, after you started the sixth hour, it's also Bahano, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it anymore, and the Ein Biyod Levatlo, and therefore you can't be Mavatalit anymore. It's not yours. The Rama adds over here, Hagah, Ve'en levato bayom, el yachar shesar v'chametz. As we pointed out earlier, don't do the bittel in the morning until after you burn the chametz. K'dei l'kayim mitzvah sreifa b'chametz shelo. Bring this out for the Marivayil, that you should therefore have the chametz still in your possession when you're doing the sreifa, and only afterwards, when you've done the sreifa, do the bittel then. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis explains, V'im kein tzorich lisrof kodem shor shishes. Therefore, you have to make sure that you do the burning of the chametz well enough before the end of the fifth hour, so you still have time to go and do the bittel before the start of the sixth hour. And therefore, V'achar kachiv etlenu gam kein tekef kodem sheyuchschal shor shishes. You can finish both the burning as well as the saying over the bittel again before the start of the sixth hour. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Bevittel hayom, during the day's bittel, when you're saying it the second time, now you say yomar dechazite, that I saw, as well, udelo chazite, as well as you repeat that, even the stuff that I didn't know about. The biarte, that which I burned, so everything else, udelo biarte, and the chometz that I didn't burn, anything that I may have in my possession, what I know about, don't know about, that I burned, that I didn't burn, etc., is no longer mine. Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the bittel hayom eino ela mishum hanisha. You're really doing the bittel during the daytime for what you didn't mevatel the night before. Ukidel b'sivkot Yud Aleph, as we've already explained. Now, Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down, why do we say over here, the biyarte, that which I burned? If you burned it, so then obviously it's not there anymore. So he says, ain't tzorich levatel chometz shekra biyar mi'olam. You don't have to be mevatel chometz that you have already burned. So he says, this question was asked by the Das Torah in the name of the various kedoshim. He brings down from the, I think, the Eshel Avraham Yibat Church, and he says, Sha'akavona hi l'chomet shelo nisraf karoi b'sreves chomets. Maybe some of the chomets that you burned didn't burn properly. Another alternative, he says, we're talking here about not chomets that you burned, but chomets that had the status of being burned. For example, it was fallen underneath a pile of rubble. Mikomachon tzarech levatlo, we should be mevatlo, as we've already explained previously. He also brings down the name of the sefer, the Baal Mechaber Yad Yosef, who wrote elsewhere, Shakavani l'chomet shebiyar mirishuso ayidei shemochro l'goy. This could also go for stuff that you sold to a goy and accomplished beer that way. And maybe the mechira wasn't the kosher mechira, and therefore you still own it, therefore you do a bittel on it as well. All of these are wonderful reasons why we say in the gears over here, that which I burned, if it's burned, why would you need to do a bittel on it? Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Shlucho yochol levatel. A person can make a shliach to do the bittel over here. Now, the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here in the Bir Halacha Shlucho, he says, Ein lasos katan l'shliach. Don't make a katan to do this, but an adult you can make as a shliach for you. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Kotan Yudalit. Hainu, kishetzivo l'shliach levatel chametz. So this works if you tell the shliach to specifically go and be mevatel yuchametz. Avol mtsivo lo livdok, if he was just a shliach to do the bedika, l'kul yama in yochol levatel, then he brings that from the Morgan of Rome and other achronim, then everybody agrees that person can't on his own be mevatel, unless you tell him to be mevatel. The Rama adds over here, and he says, "Ukishem mavatol shliach." If the shliach is mavatol, he uses a different gear. So Tzorach Shomar, he says, "Chametzo shel ploni ye bato v'chulei." The chametz of so and so, as opposed to saying my chametz, he says the chametz of so and so, and then he uses the regular gear. So should be bato. He brings this down as well from the Truvas Mari Brit. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Chametzo shel ploni points out that the Taz says, "No, you got it as a present, and therefore you could use the regular girsa." However, many question this and say, "How did he get it as a present? How are you acquiring it? You're just doing a bittel over here, and therefore you should say it's still his chametz." The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Tes Vav says, "The Avol gab the bittel hu mitam hefker." Even though bittel works via hefker, and if you tell somebody, please make stuff hefker on my behalf, it won't work. Actually, you have to do that yourself. The issue footnote number 9 explains, because it's just words, and words can't be handed over to somebody else to do, or it's like a neder, and a neder can't be done by somebody else for you. Nevertheless, here we have an exception to this rule, and one can give over the right to be mevatel, make a shliach for somebody else to do it for you. Why? Because technically, if you'd be over it, it wouldn't be yours. No, you're not allowed to own it. Therefore, El Shatorah Emido Birshuso, the Torah, so to say, kept it in your possession, linyan shiavrolov, only for the purposes of being over this Aveira. Leficho Begilu Das Bovat. Therefore, by just admitting or saying, I don't want it to be mine, Shumagala Daito, the Lonichale, the Levi, Le Zuchuse, Klau Begave, Sagi. Therefore, somebody else can, by demonstrating, you're demonstrating, be my Shleath, get rid of it, they can get that accomplished. Others disagree and say, no. How do we paskim shasat chachi yesh l'hokki? You can rely upon the more lenient opinion over here. The rova poskim niskim l'das mechaber. Most paskim like the mechaber. However, mikol makom cause the davka kisha also shliach zeh. But you have to make him specifically a shliach. Ubelo shlichos in yochel levatel chametzu shachavero af hechel diskusulo. Even if you know he wants it, you can't do this unless you specifically be made a shliach. For example, kigon shu b'derech v'shachel levatel. The guy's on the road and he didn't get a chance to tell you to be levatel. You can assume he wants it, but he brings down from the prima gadim. That will not work in that situation. We have another Mishnah Berurah to finish up, Sif Kon Tezayin. Mitzvah Shem will do that tomorrow with the rest of this Sif and Simon. That concludes today's shiur.